You hear me? I hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. What's today's choice of soda for you?
Coca-Cola.
You have Coca-Cola?
I have one. Should I get it?
Dude, yeah, actually, I have a soda too. I'm actually going to go grab.
Yeah, weird.
What do you got for us?
I'm out of breath. These are, by the way, this is not a sponsor of the podcast, but Mountain Dew Halloween Edition, mystery flavor. It's called Voodoo.
Voodoo.
Do you get it?
Like boo-hoo?
No. Well, you know what like voodoo is?
Like the ghost?
Try. It's like resurrection type shit, like anthropology.
Yeah.
Shit like that. But it's spelled voo space D-E-W, like Mountain Dew.
What a play on words.
Dude, I had to cop it when I saw this last night.
That's a good soda.
Dude, honestly, it is. So much sugar in it, though.
Yeah, I bet. I bet you'll be bouncing off the walls for the remainder of the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll be bouncing. That's all right, though. I'm not afraid of a little bounce, a little shake.
No.
Dude, speaking of bouncing, you ever go to the trampoline? No, I've asked you this before, but have you ever been to a trampoline park?
Yes, but not... Yes, I have been, yes.
Get going to the Orono trampoline park.
I know, I gotta go.
No one bounces like me at those places.
No, you have the bounce record, you think?
I think I've bounced higher and better than anyone there. Especially because it's like little kids and I'm just like jumping over their heads.
Yeah.
I told you about how I fucking tampered my in-season ability at the trampoline park, right?
Yeah, you were telling.
Yeah, I'll tell the audience though, because they haven't heard this story, I don't think.
Yeah, I forgot about it a little bit too, so you might as well.
Yeah, never go to a trampoline park when you're in season. Learn from me. Reason why, you really use the fast twitch muscles, especially if you're a hardo like myself, who just goes in there and starts jumping to the sky, trying to show off to like my then girlfriend, like, look how fucking high I can jump, you know? look at my cool backflips right now.
You're competitive.
I'm sick. And that was on a Wednesday. I took her there for her birthday too, believe it or not, then girlfriend at the time, it's my ex. So I'm like celebrating her birthday while I'm just having the time of my life, jumping over her head, you know, like leaving her in the dust. But next day comes, I go on the ice for practice and I'm feeling a little sore and I get into a foot race. Like the puck flips up into the center and I'm about to go on a breakaway. And for anyone who's seen me play, like speed's my top fact. Like if without my speed, I'm nothing, you know, it's my top ability. And I got beat. I got caught and beat. I couldn't move. I was like stuck in the mud. I was like, oh my God. And I felt it all through the weekend. I probably had the worst game of my life in college. I don't remember the specific weekend. I'll have to find it, but it was bad. Like coach was not happy.
Fuck. Get the receipts out.
Calls me in. He's like, you weren't yourself today. What were you doing? Man, I was just at the trampoline park. I went too hard. Went too hard at the trampoline park, man.
Happens.
But anyways, for those viewing on YouTube, you'll see that we're now on our own YouTube channel. I wanted to separate it, make sodas our own thing, you know. I think we can grow it. We've been having some success on TikTok, but I think it just has a lane for its own in the long run, and also just less confusion and less shit going on my main channel. So moving it here. Subscribe if you haven't. We're gonna be uploading the twice a month, still same schedule. And thank you for everyone who's viewed every episode and is tuning in. I do want to address our TikTok has had some popping clips. They love the Mighty Ducks talk. Mighty Ducks talk is great.
Yes,
we got some heat because we were saying Banksy's shit.
Dude, it's not that deep.
No, I thought it was funny, like, the people responding. People take things so literal, is what I've noticed. Yeah. Like, a lot of people don't understand sarcasm. Or I shouldn't say, well, yeah, a lot of people. It's not most, but there a lot of people don't understand, like, when someone's being sarcastic, like us. Like, we don't actually hate Adam Banks. We're just fucking around, like, yeah, he's not that good at hockey. Like, the person himself playing... Viewing from a realistic standpoint, this guy's not good at hockey. Obviously, in the movie, he's good at hockey. Obviously, he's their, like, top guy.
Yeah, whatever. It happens.
Yeah, the people are like, he made varsity as a freshman. Like, yeah, dude, sick. And they lost to the fucking JV team.
Yeah.
Since Mighty Ducks clips do so well and people love it, I do have to point out another thing about a couple other things about the Ducks. One being how the whole D3 movie is based around the plot line of the annual varsity JV showdown. Where is that a thing?
I've never seen that a thing.
It's not a thing. When would the varsity team ever scrimmage the JV team?
Yeah, I know. And when would they ever lose?
In what world is the JV team winning too?
A couple academic ineligible players playing JV.
Yeah, it's funny. Another thing about D3 that I caught on and laughed about was, you know how Dean Portman, the second Bash brother, he's not in the whole movie until the end.
Yeah.
Just comes in, like bangs through the door, and he's like, found this laying around my apartment in Chicago. My attorney said I should take it. Like, why does he have an attorney? He's a high schooler, right? He's a freshman in high school.
He's a freshman in high school and he's living in Chicago by himself.
Yeah, and as an attorney. Yeah. He's just into some dark shit in Chicago.
Yeah, some serious darkness. Some Ozark darkness in Chicago.
Dude, Chicago actually is, like, some parts of Chicago are pretty sketchy.
I've been. My boy lives in Chicago, so I go.
It's actually really fun.
He's in a good part, so. Mm-hmm. He's in the good parts.
The good parts. He's a legend around those parts, eh?
Yeah, he is through and through.
The good parts are actually really fun.
You know what's a good part in Chicago?
What's that?
Where Home Alone was filmed.
Was that in Chicago?
Yeah, it's a suburb north of the city of downtown.
I didn't even realize that. Yeah, that is a good part then. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's almost that time.
Home Alone?
Yeah, almost that time for some Christmas films.
Like Christmas festivities?
Yeah, but it's Halloween season right now. Like, you into the horror films?
It's been Halloween season. Dude, you go to the store in like August and there's Halloween candy. You're like, what the fuck's happening?
Are you a Halloween movie guy? Like, do you watch?
Kind of like low key. Yeah, I dabble. I like them. Do you like them?
I love them. Although I was going to watch my first one the other night, but I fell asleep like 10 minutes in.
Yeah, it's just about, I can't do it before October, but once October hits, I'm game. I'm all in.
Yeah, like the weather's like changing and stuff. It's just nice. It's just nice, you know?
Yeah, what are your like favorites?
The OG Halloween's a classic.
Or like Halloween, like the horror film?
Like Michael Myers.
Yeah, it's a classic.
It is.
I've actually seen, not all of them, but I've seen like the two, I think there's the two new ones.
Yeah, they just got worse. Like, they're not good.
Yeah, but they went crazy with it. They like spiraled and they were like his half-brother and then all of a sudden they were sister and brother and it was like super confusing. And then they like were like, forget about the last four movies. We're continuing this off of Halloween 2.
Yeah. Dude, know what I think they should do? It kind of be jokes is they made the original Halloween. They just redid it, but with like now.
Just rebooted it, you mean?
Like, yeah, like made like, you know how it's like 19, like 73 or whatever it is, 78?
Yeah.
They should just do it like 2018.
They did that like 10 years ago. They rebooted the whole thing. And they had some like 6'10 guy playing Michael Myers. It is like, I liked it. The concept is good, but it would be funny seeing it now. It'd be cool. They should keep doing it.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the OGs though, right?
Yeah, obviously. I'm also a fan of like Halloween Town. You a Halloween Town guy?
Nah.
Like the kids movies?
Never seen.
Did you ever watch like the Disney Halloween movies?
Yeah, like Twitches and Twitches 2.
Dude, I fucking loved Twitches.
Yeah, Twitches is good.
Twitches is good shit, man.
It is, actually. I might watch it now.
Dude, honestly, I used to enjoy those movies. I used to watch them with my little sister because my brothers were too manly to watch those with me.
No, I would dabble.
Twin witches? Dude, it doesn't get much better than that.
No, and like it's kind of scary. I'm not going to lie.
No, yeah, there's some horror, like, there's some scary moments. It's deep. I kind of forget. I gotta definitely watch it, but, like...
It's eerie.
Yo, for sure. Like, it's like, you know, like... Don't they, like, go over grim to, like, another, like...
Dimension.
Dimension, right? Yeah.
I think.
It's fucking awesome. Carrying on into the, our segment, Strug's Boots.
Oh.
Struggy's Boots. Actually, I do want... Before, I want to talk about the new haters that are coming at us, before we move on. the new haters on the hockey lingo video that are coming at us like bro, like that we're like the typical bros, like bro, we should start a podcast.
Yeah.
Like we're Chad and Brad.
Yeah.
But I mean like Chad and Brad are that's just showing like Chad and Brad have a great relationship.
Yeah.
I feel like I always think about the type of people that would try to like comment to like talk shit or like try to bring someone down. Like obviously these people that comment that want to start a podcast themselves and like just they're afraid to, you know?
Or, yeah, they want to do something.
Yeah, so they'll like comment and try to like bring you down like because you have the courage to make a podcast. But like meanwhile, I'm starting a podcast because I have a following already. It's just like the Sodas or Ode TikTok account is new. But it's funny because I always say this to people like, who do you know? Who do you know that comments?
I mean, I comment on like people's accounts, but it's like funny stuff. Like I comment like on like NHL players, like let's go, like let's fire up.
I used to do shit like that too. Like I would comment on like a celebrity's post, like pretending that I knew them. Like I did that to The Rock and then he finally actually responded to me. But I mean like, and I comment things where I'm like positive. Like if I like something or like my friend posts, like I'll comment, you know, or if I think something's funny, I'll do like a laughing emoji and say like, this is great.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like, who do you know that would like, if you don't like something online, would you ever in a million years comment on it and be like, this is terrible?
I mean, I probably have before, but like, no, not now.
Maybe as a kid.
Yeah, but like, I feel like these, well, I haven't really looked because like, I don't really care. But like, you might have looked, like they're probably like older people.
They are. They're like our age and they're like failed hockey players. And
I mean, hey, I'm in their boat, so it's fine.
No, but it's not, you're not like sour about being like, oh, you didn't go D1. You're not like sour.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, like these people are like mad that they'll like try to. I'm just saying because like I would never watch something and not like it and then comment on it on like if it's that say someone posts something, I would never comment on it telling them like that I didn't like it or anything in that regard.
No, it's weird. It's
like, I don't care enough. I don't know this person. I would never just try to like bring them down because they posted something I didn't like.
I don't know. It's also TikTok too. Like just like slide, bro.
Exactly. They watch it. So it's like, and like one person commented, it's like, like tough listen as always. Like, so you always
keep it going though. Like, I don't understand what they're saying. Like what?
Yeah, like you always listen, you're saying.
Yeah.
You guys understand if it pops into your For You page again, that means it's because you were watching it. It's just, it's funny that like there's obviously like Gary Vee, like you're talking with Gary Vee, he's too much a lot, which he is, can be, I should say, but he also says a lot of like good shit. He's just over saturates.
He does the opposite of sugarcoating.
Yeah. But like he always says, he's like, these people that are commenting that are usually, there's something like something going on in their life and they're not happy. So they're going to try to like group you in, you know, try to take it out on you. And it's so weird. It's so weird, but it's true. Cause he's like he was doing a live last week and he someone commented something like talking shit about him. And he was just like, hey, this person, he was just like, I wish you the best. Like, obviously you're probably like going through blah, blah, blah. And the guy commented back. He's like, you're right. I'm sorry. Like I totally was taking that out on you. Cause I've been going through a hard time. Like live on the air, just admitted to it.
That's good honesty.
But anywho, yeah, to you guys, keep watching. To the haters, keep watching. Love it. Thank you. Reminds me of like my early like hockey vlogs when I first, like I would have some like haters telling me I was like a douchebag or something. Keep watching. That, like I appreciate you guys even though you pretend you don't like it. To the guys who comment nice things, we appreciate you even more.
And the
And we're going to keep doing it. We'll keep posting because a couple of people have even reached out saying like they've been enjoying the episodes that they found us on TikTok and have gone over and watched the full episode. So appreciate that a lot.
It's good.
Yeah. Carry on our segment, Strugs Boots segment of the week. We'll start off with Wheels over there. You've been struggling or?
Okay, well, first of all, I had some school works, and I have this one class that's all online, and like it's supposed to be easy, but I did the exam and got a 67 on it.
Oh, that's a classic first exam of the year.
Yeah, but I bounced back. I did well my statistics exam right after that, like a good A. But no, for the more serious Strugs boots, I had a trip to Philadelphia booked last week, and I was like ready to go, like whatever. I get on the highway. It's like kind of rainy in these areas.
These parts?
Yeah, in those parts. And then I get going down, and the rain was just like insane. Like I was like I hydroplaned like onto the side. Like it was scary, bro. Whatever. Anyways, I end up not going, so I lost money on my plane ticket because I just didn't want to drive through it.
Yeah, you were supposed to come here too.
Yeah, I was supposed to see the boy too and maybe film a video or something.
Yeah, we had a locker room chat planned. I had to do it by myself. I was kind of sad, but
yeah, it happens.
It's okay.
We'll get her back, but that was that. You win some, you lose some, I guess.
Yeah, I also was going to give you your sodas hat. This is a good time to plug I'm going to drop these probably. There's this one and then there's the black and white one. I'll put a picture of it here for the YouTube version.
Yeah, the black one's nice.
Black and white sodas, and this one's navy blue with green.
It's the OG colorway.
It's I like them a lot. They're trucker hats. If you want to see the side, I think they're cool. They're gonna go on sale. We might drop like t-shirts and hoodies too. If you guys want to support us in that way, that'd be awesome. But comment if you like these, and we'll get them on. We'll put them on sale sooner rather than later. If you guys want to buy some,
yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna give you one. I have it.
Yeah, well, I'll get it soon.
You didn't come.
I'll be in your part soon. You'll be back in Portland.
You got scared of the fucking rain.
Nah, I didn't get scared, but I don't know. Anyways, things. If I went on that, passport girl, we started talking again.
Yeah, so it's good. That's not a struggle. It's like,
nah, it's not Strugs boots at all. The Strugs boots part of that though is like one of the family members that's at like the house I sent the passport to. Texted her and was like, oh, the passport's in. But then they like went through the packaging and it actually just wasn't my passport. It was a birth certificate.
Wait, what? Whose birth certificate?
Hers, like her birth certificate that she used to get her passport.
Oh, she just like forgot to get her birth certificate at birth. So they sent it to her when she's like 20.
No. She got a passport and like you have to send your birth certificate in or something.
Interesting.
So they sent it back.
Oh.
Yeah. So it wasn't my passport. So hopefully I get that soon.
So you still don't have a passport. Are you stuck here until you get that?
No, I got a global entry card. Well, North American entry card.
Yeah. You're also from the country. So it's.
Yeah. Like imagine I just pull up. They're just like, no. But like, yeah.
Yeah. If you were coming here, it'd be different.
Yeah. If I wanted to come. Yeah. I was scared to get over the border like when I didn't have it here. But like I got that card. So like. It works.
Yeah, that's good then. That's good that you got it then. Or that you got in. It's not good that you don't have it yet.
I'm sure, well, I mean, like, Strugs boots on the Canadian government. Like, it takes forever to get a passport, you know?
Dude, for sure. Like, I'm not familiar with the Canadian government, but I can imagine how that's, like, a tough thing for you.
I don't know. It is what it is. Well, that's pretty much it for Strugs recently.
That's your only struggles this week? So you're having a pretty good week overall then, if that's, you know, that's it. That's your only struggle.
I got to present tomorrow in class, like a group presentation. I'm a little...
You should just not go.
Nah, I got to go, bro. This I was thinking that at the beginning. I was like, I probably won't be that big of a deal, but it's kind of a big deal, I guess.
What percent?
Of my final grade?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's like, I don't remember. It was like 250 points is like how much the grading is, and it's worth like 750 or 75.
Probably a good chunk.
I'm trying to get a full 50.
One time my senior year, I was pretty checked out of school my senior year. I'm not a big school guy, which I went over on the last episode, my reasons and whatnot. But anyways, I had this test. It's called like your senior capstone class, sorry. And it's like you have to do this project with a group. You work on it the whole semester and it's like the big chunk of this grade. But there's also like other little projects and shit that you have to do throughout the semester, and it was the end. And I'm tired of presenting at this point. I'm just like, fucking man, like I'm senior. I'm like, I'm sick of going up there being like nervous because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, and like having to talk in front of these people I don't know and like about shit I don't know. I'm more comfortable if I go up there and like if I'm talking about a subject I know, it's fine. Like, I don't care. But I'm sick of this. So he's like, we have this reflection thing. You have to do a current event, research a topic, write a one-page reflection, and then present it to the class. And it's 10% of your grade. So I go on there and I look, I'm like, I have an 85 in the class. If I don't do this, I go down to a 75. Nah, I just didn't go to class, slept in. Shit, fuck it. It's like, no, I'll just take a 75. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, happens.
It's like, what did that current event do for my life? Nothing. Besides cause me stress I didn't feel like dealing with anymore. So I was like, nah.
75 ain't even that bad, you know? C's get degrees.
Dude, C's do get degrees. It's true. I ended, like, I didn't, the first, like, 2-3 years of colleges, I think I had over a 3.0. I had, like, mostly B's. But senior year, I literally shot to get C's. I tried to. Like, I did the bare minimum to get C's, and guess what? I graduated, and I still have my degree.
You're just that guy.
I'm that guy. Dude, it was funny that you said you got a 67 on your test. My first tests of every semester, for some reason, I would always get a 67. I swear, like, it was some weird thing.
That's, yeah, just the algorithm, I guess.
It was like, yeah, it's the TikTok algo, bro.
The worst part is, like, I had two tests that day. It was my math statistics test, and then I had to take that test online after, and my math statistics test was, like, perfect. So I don't know why I went. Really? It was, yeah, on a music exam, I got a 67. Like, because I'm listening to, like, 1800 Cathedral, like, I mean, it's good, but, like, it's just, like, you know, it's not good, but no.
I know what you're talking about. I took that class, too. It's not good.
No.
You have to listen to, like, fucking Beethoven and, like,
yes,
hear which notes it is and shit.
Yeah, and I'm, like, I don't know. Like, mono, I don't even know. Whatever. Hopefully I bounce back. October 5th is my next music test.
You'll bounce back. I know you will. That's the whole thing, because now you have a feel for the test. Now you know. I used to do that. Like, I would not really study for the first test. I get a 67. I go forward. Now I have a feel of, like, how the test works, what kind of questions I'm going to be getting. Now I know how to prepare for it.
The first test of the year should just be a practice test and should be dropped unless you get 100.
Even a hockey season. You have preseason, right?
Yeah.
You do these tests or scrimmages to get a feel, to get back in the flow of things, back in the zone, get a feel for how it works. You don't get that for a new class and a new test. You just have to jump right in. So I personally like having the practice test, and I use an actual test as a practice test.
Yeah. Speaking of preseason hockey, though, the Saturday night, first preseason and only preseason game.
Against
Prince
PEI?
Edward Island. Yeah. But speaking of them, like, got to give some thoughts to them. Like, they haven't had power in a while because of that hurricane.
Oh, right. Yeah. The east coast of Canada is getting hit pretty hard, right?
Yeah. And Florida, too. But that's a different hurricane.
But I feel like Eastern Canada is going to get hit harder because it's more east.
I don't really know that, but I just see it on, like, on the news that
I did hear that they're going to get hit.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, so shout out to them. Thoughts, are they currently getting whacked by the hurricane, or is it gonna be?
No, it already went through, like, last week, because remember when I was telling you how it was gonna go up?
Is it going down?
No, it's going up. This is a different one in Florida.
It's a new one.
Fiona went up the East Coast, and now Hurricane Ian's going through Florida.
Oh, geez, man. Yeah, there's a whole lot of hurricanes right now, then.
I guess. And they're both, like, strong. It's real strong.
Yeah, well, we avoided it for the most part. Obviously, you had your driving issues.
Well, that was bad. That was bad.
I mean, in the scale of, like, how bad hurricanes are?
Oh, no, it wasn't that bad, but, like,
you just were driving in the rain.
No, well, it was basically a hurricane. The wind was insane.
You're kind of a scaredy cat over there, huh?
Yeah, driving too in my whip that has, like, wheels from, like, 2015. Yeah, I'm scared.
Yeah, I mean, I do get that, because I actually was on the road that day. I drove an hour to skate and then an hour back. And when I left, it wasn't raining on the way there, so I drove back and it was downpouring. And there was like a couple spots in the highway where like I would like, would you like hydroplane or whatever? You like slide? Yeah. I would like, I like slid for a second. I was like, damn, I have to get out of this lane and like go in the middle lane.
Yeah, the raining's, I feel like raining's the worst to drive in. Like, I don't even mind snow because it just gets packed down. And if you have tires for it. There's no rain tires, I don't think.
Yeah, no, I don't think there is. But you just, like, you have to drive slow. And if you're going to, it's a pain in the ass if you're going to, if you're driving 4-5 hours down, it's going to make it a 6-hour drive.
Easily.
So, that was a...
That was another thing. I didn't want to soak that drive, like, 6 hours. Like, I might as well just, like, soak the plane ticket.
Yeah, it was like $60, right?
Yeah, it was a cheap ticket.
Yeah, that's an easy it's an easy fix.
Yeah.
But you kind of, you're scared of heights though too, yeah?
Yeah, I'm frightened. Yeah, I'm terrified of heights. I remember that. But I actually reached out to that person and said, "Is everything all right?" Because they live like in Florida, obviously.
Dude, that was thoughtful of you.
Yeah, was it ever?
Yeah, I fucking, we went to Bar Harbor, which is in Maine. It's like a nice, it's kind of an island, right? It's like a little island.
I have no idea, man.
But it's like a nice little beach vacation area of Maine. And it's actually really nice.
Well, it's a national park, no? Acadia National Park.
National Park, yeah. So Carter and said friend wanted to check it out, see it. And I had been, and I was there because we were living, we were living in Tark, our friend Tark and Ed, Ed Trail Max played hockey. Mike Tarquinio is our friend. They had an apartment there and I was up visiting. Carter had to move out of his dorm. So we were both living in Tark and Ed's place. Well, Tark, Ed, and Belly were not there for a good week. Nope. We were there, we were just living. And we were like, wake up every morning, like it was our home. We would have breakfast together, chat. Like, you, none of us live here, huh? Like, we just...
No, it was a good time. Kev was born.
Kev was born. That was true. But yeah, we went to Bar Harbor, and I tried to take him on this fun hike that I always wanted to go on again because I went on it my freshman summer, right before freshman year with my classmates. That you go in like for the summer bridge with your, usually it's, sometimes it's your whole team, but for Maine, it was just like the freshmen would go in the summer, and we went to Bar Harbor and hiked Beehive Trail. And the view was really cool. I was like, damn, I want to do that again before I graduate. Never got the chance to until this day. And I was like, yeah, let's go Beehive. We start going up. And it's like kind of like, it's kind of straight. And you kind of climb up like ladders and shit on like the side of a mountain. And it's like, if you're scared of heights, it's going to be terrifying for you. Didn't really like think about that.
Yeah, I'm terrified. I made it. Okay, you got to be proud of me though. I went pretty far.
Yeah, you, and there was points where you had to like, I kind of forgot, but there's points where you kind of have to like walk over like a spot, like cliff. Like if you fall, you're done, but you have to like go tight to the wall and shit.
Yeah, dude. There was a few times where I was like, I need to go back, but I went like a few more times, but then I was like, all right, I can't go any further.
You were like freaking out. I'm like, shit. All right. Yeah. Let's just go back. Cause it's not going to get better. Let's get out of here. I was, yeah, but I totally, totally get it. Like if you're afraid of heights, this is not the hike to go on.
Nah, I was terrified.
It's more of a climb. It's like an easy climb. Like you don't need any climbing gear.
And you're like, dude, the view just gets better, bro. It's all worth it.
Yeah, I was giving you like motivational speeches. I'm like, man, it's all about like getting to the top of the mountain, brother. It's
not. The thing is, if I knew Goggins back then, I would have done it.
Yeah, like fucking success is the journey, man. You got to make it.
I should have carried the boats.
Yeah, I was dropping inspirational lines on you, but that's all right. Yeah, we didn't get there. We didn't summit that mountain that day, but going forward, we will summit mountains.
Yeah, that's a Strugs boots in itself.
Yeah. I have a Strugs boots segment. I kind of wanted to share because this like popped in my head recently and I had to tell this story like last week when I was up visiting Maine. Actually, someone reminded me of this and I had to tell it. Was when I accidentally broke my friend's ankle. I'm not going to name him, but yeah, it was at our opening gathering party. Like the hockey team has like a opening party every year at the beginning where we invite everyone and it's a big party and start the year off right, you know, partying. rewind it this year before, my teammate said, we were in the locker room. We were just joking around and like jokingly wrestling. Like he tried to wrestle me. I just kind of like, I got the better here. I put him down and, he had like a arm brace on. So I didn't like go full. Obviously I just like held him and he goes, yeah, when my arms healed, I could beat you in a wrestling match. I was like, what? Like, I don't think so. Cause I was a lot stronger than him. And, he then said, no, I did wrestling as a kid growing up. I used to wrestle as a kid. So I have like skills. I could beat you when my arm is good. So I'm like, fuck, this guy knows how to wrestle. Like, and I know, like I watched like enough UFC to know if like someone's actually a skilled wrestler, like they can beat someone stronger than them just based off strictly technique. Example, Ben Askren. So I'm like, oh damn, like he's good at wrestling. Fast forward back to the opening party. Our teammates are outside wrestling. The teammate who said he could beat me in a wrestling match looks to me and he goes, Patty, like offers me to wrestle him. So now I was a little drunk because this is like our big opening party. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, let's wrestle. I'm kind of excited to like test myself, you know? And in the back of my head, obviously I'm like, oh, he said he was like a skilled wrestler growing up. Now I have to really try. Like I can't go half-ass here and lose to him right now, you know? So we square, I shoot for a takedown, like as hard as I could.
Wait, pause. Do you have any wrestling experience?
No, not like literally, not like train, but I used to wrestle my brothers a lot. So like I have like a baseline knowledge of like,
all right,
movement and like weight, how to like put my weight in like taking someone down to just like baseline just from doing it a lot.
So go back to where you're saying.
Yeah. So in my head, I'm like, fuck, I have to really take him down, like fully take him down. So and use my strength physical that I know I'm stronger than him. So I literally just ran single leg, put him up, put him down really fast. And as we hit the ground, I felt this like what felt like a branch just like crack, snap in half. And I heard it too. I felt it and heard it. I'm like, oh no. Really hope that wasn't his ankle. And like a second or two goes by and then starts screaming, ah, I broke my ankle. My ankle's broken. I'm like, oh, that was his ankle. And I'm like, I feel terrible, obviously. This was not the plan. He immediately was like, dude, it's not your fault. Like, this was just a freak accident. I told you I was a wrestler, whatever. It's not your fault. It just, like, because, like, he offered me to wrestle, whatever. And I felt terrible still either way. Now all, like, every fucking UMaine nurse is coming in that it's in the nursing programs all flooding. Like, let me take a look at it. They're, like, running over him. And he's like, shut the fuck up. Like, get away from me. Like, I'm fucking in pain. Like, get away. And they're all flooding him, coming over. And they're like, oh, it could be a sprain. He's like, no, it's broken. And they're like, oh, but it looks like it's swollen. It could be a sprain. I'm like, guys, trust me. It's broken. I felt it. I felt it crack.
Yeah, you snap, crackled, and popped.
Fast forward another year, we were talking about it, reminiscing. He never did wrestling.
No?
Nope, lied. He was just like joking, trying to mess with me, and turns out he never did wrestling, and I just tried that hard for no fucking reason at all.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was definitely a struggle moment that I didn't like to remember, and someone asked me about it recently when I was up in Maine. I was like, damn, yeah, that sucks, and I had to tell that story.
At least you guys are both okay.
Yeah, we are, which is great. College, our trip up to Maine was a success. We haven't done the pod since I was there.
Or the videos haven't been released, just the one clip.
Yeah, we did that clip, the professors, if your college professors were hockey players.
A one-tap take, too.
Yeah, we improv that one take.
It was sick.
We filmed for like 4 minutes and 30 seconds is how long the clip was. And then obviously I crunched it down and I added like a punchline. Like I put a specific part as the punchline for the end of the video. And it's like a minute 20, I'd say, minute 25. So there's actually like unreleased parts of it, where we were just spewing and that didn't make it in. But yeah, we literally just one take. And that one, I was texting you about it because it was a super successful clip on Instagram and TikTok. But it like wasn't part of the plan going into that week. Like I texted you, I was like, hey, we'll do a real day in the life of a high school hockey player, which is going to be a YouTube video that's, I think, really funny, going to be a hit. And then How to Be Toxic 101. And then we were just wandering around campus one day, going through the classroom and looking at, you know, potential spots to film. And we came across this classroom, and I stopped at the podium quick. And I was like, I said something like, as if like a hockey player was a professor. And then you like tagged in and we started like riffing. I was like, oh, that'd be a funny video. We should do that.
Yeah.
And then we did. And it's a hit. It has combined over 500,000 views, which I always have moments like that where I'm like we thought about that by accident, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, we're just wandering through. And like, if we didn't do that at that time, then we don't have that hit video and it wasn't even planned. So I always look back after a successful video and I'm like, a lot of times they happen like that.
Yeah.
I'll finish a video and be like, damn, what am I going to do next? I don't have an idea. And I'll like panic. And then it's when I'm just like chilling, having a time, I'm like, ooh, that's a funny idea. And all of a sudden I have more like ideas. One in particular, I also wanted to talk about like that. I think, did you see the frat guy presentation one I did?
Yeah.
When he was drunk after a Darty.
Uh-huh.
That video has combined like 600,000. And that, I had a night where I couldn't sleep. Like I'm a night owl to begin with, but like some nights I'm like struggling when I try to fall asleep. It was like 4:30 in the morning. And I was like fucking like twitching, like couldn't sleep, just overthinking, trying to like about video shit, which I do often. I'm just like twitching out like fuck. My girl is there like yo, settle down. Like relax. I'm like, no, like I'm trying, I can't stop thinking, like my brain's like hurting right now. And then all of a sudden, like finally I was like, okay, it's like 5 a.m. I like lay down, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna try to go to sleep. And I just randomly think of this idea, if a frat guy had presented drunk after a Darty, and I wrote it down and I was like, oh, that's funny. Let me grab my phone quick at 5 a.m. before I sleep to write that down. And then I went to sleep again and I just thought of the whole script. And I was like, fuck, I have to write this down. And I wrote that at like 5 a.m.
Oh boy.
Again, just like by accident.
Yeah.
Been thinking a lot about like that shit lately, like the creative flows and whatnot. How like the creative thing happens. Where did I just go from? I just riffed off of that, but we were talking about the week we had.
Great week, bro. So many great weeks, bro. You were my roommate for one night. Your bathroom was flooded.
Oh yeah, that was kind of funny. I don't know if we can tell that story, can we?
No, we definitely can't, actually.
Did you have a notepad there?
Yeah, I got my hard-hitting questions written down.
Oh yeah, I want to hear them.
This is the first one, really specifies to you here.
Me?
Would you rather give up social media or eat the same dinner for the rest of your life?
I think because of social media being like my bread and butter and like probably my future, I'd have to say I would just eat the same meal the rest of my life.
Okay. What would that meal be? What would you make that meal?
Barbecue chicken tenders, probably.
Fair. I'd probably give up social media.
Yeah?
I can't eat the same meal over.
Yeah, it's not fun, but...
But no, maybe, I don't know, maybe.
Logistically speaking, for me, it just...
No, for you, I could see why, but like, I mean, maybe me too, honestly, but...
It wouldn't be smart, you know? It's like, I have these followers in this like...
But you'd save some money if you ate the same dinner for the rest of your life.
Dude, good point. Great point.
All right, this one's good. Would you rather win $25,000 or have me win $100,000?
I think I'd just rather you get $100.
Yeah, that's respect. I would say the same thing.
Selfless.
I would say the same thing, but I would give you $25,000 if that happened.
Dude, I appreciate that a lot. I would do the same for you, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would split the pot, 100%.
Oh, this one also goes to you too, actually. Would you rather never swear again in the rest of your life or not eat ice cream for the next 27 years?
Oh, I guess not swear because I love ice cream.
Yeah.
I would struggle not to swear though because I do. I swear.
Yeah, you cuss.
I'm a cusser, bro. That's so true. I'm seeing if I have some good ones.
Those are my cues, bro.
Did you know a question I had on that did really well on my own TikTok?
What's that?
Would you fight your dad if he banged your girlfriend?
Nah.
It went kind of semi-viral. Like a lot of people responded to it. Like they would like stitched it. And there was some weird answers, bro.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
One, yes, I'd be mad, but also like good for him, you know? Good for Pops. Still got it. The fucking old wagon. He can still wheel. He still pulls.
That's just an interesting one for sure.
I just have this random question written down in my notes. I don't even know why. But it was like, would you ever have sex in a movie theater?
No.
How would you even?
Well, I think it'd be easy. You just do it. But like, no.
It's getting easier to do though, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously. I went to the theater in Bangor and bro, the chairs are literally like, they're like couches.
Dude, yeah. And you can lift the bar. So it's like if you bring a girl, you lift the bar, you can actually snuggle now.
Yeah.
You never know. I personally wouldn't do it. I don't feel like getting caught having sex in a movie theater. It's not the risk is outweighs the reward, you know, because what's the reward? Like I get to say, yeah, I banged while watching a movie in the theater.
No, but back to that, the couch, like you can lift up the bars on like the big chairs, dude. Like that's got to be good for like couples wanting to go out, like get a little snug, so you don't have to be like distanced apart.
Dude, definitely. Every theater should do it because that would like, as a high schooler or I guess more of like a middle schooler, you would like a movie theater day was popular.
Yeah, you were a little bit in high school, no, at the beginning, like grade 9, grade 8, grade 9.
Yeah, for sure. I think it probably was more popular from in middle school, but I definitely went in high school. I was a huge movie guy.
Yeah, big movie guy here.
But you couldn't snugs because you couldn't snugs boots.
I don't know how many movies I went to like with a girl. I don't think I've been to many. I've been to a few, but not many. Like that. Yeah, I've been with like, yeah, no, not really many actually. But I go with the boys a lot.
I've never done it for first dates.
No, never first.
No, I've just like done it with my girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say. Similar, yeah.
There is one time in high school with my high school girlfriend, I don't know why I thought this was a great idea, but even in the moment, like while it was happening, I thought it was the best thing in the world. I went to three movies. I went to the theater and saw three movies back to back to back.
That's absurd. I wouldn't even want to be in a movie theater that long.
There was a whole itinerary. I told her, I'm like, all right, so we're going to start off, we're going to see Let's Be Cops, and then we're going to move over to Guardians of the Galaxy, and then we're going to slide right into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Those are some three movies I would not be able to sit through, first of all.
Let's Be Cops was funny. I liked it. Guardians of the Galaxy was good. It's a Marvel movie. I like Marvels. It's not my favorite Marvel movie, though, but I still enjoyed it. But they were like the times worked where like I checked how long each movie was. I checked like the times and then I had this plan. I was like, okay, before we went into movie number three, we were sitting in the theaters. I was like, all right, there's enough time gap here where I can sneak out the side door. I'm going to walk over to the mall. I'm going to get Subway and you're going to let me back in the door and we're going to eat Subway in the theater.
Wow.
Yeah. I had this whole fucking day of it, man.
That's insane.
It was a lot. If you think about it, I was there probably for 7 hours.
That's fucked up, dude.
7 hours at the movie theater.
It's fucked up. The only thing I ever done that I was like, I watched a movie and then like I didn't like it, so I went to another one.
I used to do that like theater hopping where you'd like watch part of a movie and then just hop to the next one.
Dude, that's just not good though. I only did that because I didn't like the movie. Like, I'm not trying to miss a movie if I like it, you know?
It didn't make sense theater hopping. It was just like a rush as a kid to do. But looking back, it's like we didn't even get to enjoy the movie because we were just sneaking in theaters.
Yeah, that sucks, bro.
I also just loved sneaking into movies when I was a kid. Because remember how you used to be, you have to, sorry, remember how you have to be 17 to go into rated R movies?
Yeah.
I used to get such a thrill out of...
being a sneaker?
Yeah, like walking in the theater. My go-to was like buy a ticket to another movie and then just sneak in the theater for the rated R one. Like occasionally, if there was a crowd, I would just go right under the ropes and walk in, no ticket. I was a badass, bro.
Yeah, you're a sickle for movies. You love movies so much.
Yeah, that just shows, man.
It does show. You got it just grit.
Shows my love.
You got theater grit.
I have grit. Yeah, I have theater grit. That's exactly what it is. Speaking of dates in high school, you know, like high school love, like the first early date, you think it's like forever.
Yeah, you thought you were gonna marry her.
Yeah. And then it's like
that one-off couple that does actually get married.
And then like 4 months goes by and you're like, ugh.
The honeymoon phase.
Your first girlfriend, did you guys have a heartbreaker?
Nah, it was kind of fucked up. Like, she was cool. Like, it was cool. Blah, blah, blah. Then like a year into it, I was like kind of just like tired. I don't know what it was. Like, I was just like, didn't really know. Like, I kind of just was like an idiot. So I didn't know how to like act, I guess. I wasn't mature. So I kind of just ended it.
Immaturity is real.
Yeah, but then like a month later, I was like, wait, actually, like, why did I do that? So then I started talking to her again. Then we were together for another year. And then we stopped talking. And then I got another girlfriend like recently after that.
Oh, was that fast?
Yeah.
Just on to the next one, eh?
Yeah.
You remember in the high school the high school hockey video that we just filmed, how I made fun of how like you're not allowed to have a girlfriend in hockey season?
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, that was based off of my life. That's yeah, so like the joke is like I don't want to give too much of the video away, but I mean like the joke is that you have a girlfriend and I'm like, dude, I told my girlfriend like see you in 3 months after hockey season, you should do the same. Essentially, it's like the concept of the joke. And I did that in high school.
Yeah, but did you see her 3 months after or no?
Dude, so kind of. It was bizarre. I made fun of it because I look back and it's obviously stupid. It was immaturity, but I literally, like, I started dating this girl. I was like 16. And we started dating in the summer, so like June. And so a hockey season in public school starts up like November, like Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving. And I literally was like, yeah, like it's hockey season, so I'm probably like not really going to hang with you for the next 3 months much. I hung out with her once a month in hockey season.
Valid.
I was a douche.
Nah, it sucks. Well, whatever. You got to keep the legs fresh.
Dude, exactly. I needed my focus, you know? I had my priorities and it wasn't her, unfortunately. I was married to the game.
Yeah, you are married to the game, bro. You were married to the game.
I was from a young age. I was just like, I was just the typical like idiot. Like, yeah, no, I can't see her during hockey season. I need to focus.
No, you're just that guy.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
You're proven multiple times that you're just that guy this episode.
I'm a lot, like, not a lot of times. There are times like I'll make videos just simply making fun of my old self.
Yeah, that's good.
I guess it shows growth, right?
Yeah, it's gritty.
I know it's like such an old fashioned thing that like the older like hockey guys will like preach, and it's such like a thing in the, I guess, hockey culture. Like, it's bad to have a girlfriend like when you're playing the game, you know, like your focus has to be like hockey. It's kind of like,
but like wouldn't you want to just have one girlfriend, like keep you set, or not one girlfriend, sorry, that came out wrong. Would you not want to have a girlfriend like to keep you like grounded, you know? Like, you could get a little too excited if you don't have one.
For sure. There are positives to it, for sure. I found it's funny that like the older generation, mostly, or even like there's still like guys now, they're like, oh yeah, I can't have a girlfriend in season, like it's a distraction.
They're supposed to support you, you know? So if they're not supporting you, then maybe they just shouldn't be your girlfriend.
Do you think it's a distraction or no?
No.
I honestly don't either. Especially like, it's funny because growing up, like high school and college, that's very much like a thing where you're like, if you have a girlfriend, like people make fun of you.
Yeah, but like...
Did you have that in your hockey locker room?
No.
Like if you're the guy with like a girlfriend, it's like people make fun of you, like in like a joking way, but it's like it definitely makes you nervous to have a girlfriend, because like the boys are gonna be like, oh, like he's a girlfriend guy.
Yeah. Oh well, that, yeah, that, but like not in a bad way. Or like the boys are always like, oh, you never hang with the boys anymore.
Yeah, like shit like that. Like, wow, like you just,
yeah, I guess that happens. But there's never been like any like real slander.
Yeah, giving all your time to like your girlfriend, like, wow, like do you even care about the boys? Do you even care about this team?
Okay, yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of that, and like even in college. But it's funny, then I play my first year pro and I go in and it's like encouraged to have a significant other. It's like people are like getting married and engaged, and like everyone on the team has a girlfriend. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this is such a different vibe than college and high school. Everyone's like promoting. People are like, yeah, I'm thinking about popping the question this summer. Like, three guys in my team, I think, fucking got engaged this summer.
Good for them.
I don't think it's a distraction. I think there's positives to having a girlfriend, because it's less of a distraction. Like, if you're single and you're trying to, like, I don't know, hook up with people, that's a distraction. That takes time and effort, like, out of your day.
That's a huge distraction.
It's a job, dude. It's a full-time job.
Well, yeah, but if that's what you're looking for, but if you're not, like, looking for that and you just, like, want to be by yourself, then it's not a distraction at all.
No, yeah, not at all. If you're just a guy who just chills, it's not a distraction. But if you're, like, if you're single and you just want to, like, and you want to have sex, like, it takes effort. So it's honestly, I would say it's more of a distraction in some ways, not always, to be single trying to like mingle. Dude, it's like you're a hockey player, full-time job, plus the full-time job of being a fuckboy. That's a tough gig, man.
Yeah, that is tough.
I guess the positives is that like it keeps, like having one is like keeps you grounded. Like you don't, you can focus on like, I actually think there's like a positive in a long distance, like while there's a lot of negatives in like long distance relationships, but there's also positives, because it's like you're just working on, say, like for me as an example, like a hypothetical, like I'm in a long distance, while she's not there, I'm just working on my video stuff, always just like trying to get better at that, or just focusing on hockey, never worrying about getting with a girl.
Yeah, well, that's good. It's a good way to think about it or go about it.
Yeah, but not distraction. I don't think so. Only if you make it, I guess.
It's all your perception.
People do get comfortable and fast, though. It's very easy to get comfortable. Like if you have a girlfriend and like a job, like maybe not even a great job, it's like it's easy to just get comfortable, like, oh, I won't go work out right now because I'm just gonna hang with my girlfriend.
Yeah, it is easy to get comfortable.
That's a slippery slope you don't want to go down.
No,
don't lose motivation just because you found love.
Never
do love, but also do work out and do just keep chasing your goals, or like going for your goals. That's my big message and motivational message for everyone out there right now with a girlfriend.
Just get married to the game.
Yeah, marry yourself to the game. That's the way to do it.
It always works out for the better.
Anyways, you have anything else you want to touch on today, or should we wrap city?
I think we should buff chick wrap it up.
Buff chick wrap it up, just like that.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the new channel here if you're watching the video version. And I appreciate everyone listening to the pods or watching the pod, and whether it's short form or long form.
Cheers, sodas, baby.
Sodas. Take a drag, I ain't feeling in my lungs. Drop down like a motherfucker.